I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. As part of our ongoing coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, we recently told you a story about a Hartford man who had to sell his car in order to fly to Puerto Rico and bring back his two teenage sons. Last week, that man, Guillermo Clas, got an unexpected gift, $2,000 from a Manchester physician group led by Dr. Dennis O'Neill. He and his partners felt powerless in the face of the storm.
We feel very frustrated, but here's a tangible thing that we can do. We can help this guy get his car back if he wants to do. But at least we can give him the money to try to get him back on the road. You know, during times like this, we're all brothers, and this is what I would have done for my brother. And so...
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah. From the bottom of my heart. And I know they do, too.
Glass was able to use some of that money to help his teenage sons transition into their new lives in Connecticut. And now that life has taken another step this week as high school begins for Guillermo Clas's younger son. It's 7 o'clock in the morning and Jomar Clas is dressed in his new Buckley High School uniform.
Buenos dias.
His older brother William already finished school in Puerto Rico, so he's still asleep in the bedroom the two boys share with their father. Like any new ninth grader on the first day of school, Jomar is...
nervous. Primera vez que...
He's not used to school in Hartford. He's used to school in his pueblo of Florida. He's used to seeing his friends. He's used to having his class in Spanish. So yeah, he's nervous.
Nervioso.
After a short ride in his stepmother's car, Jomar gets out in front of his new school. Inside, he meets Gretchen Levitz, the school's program director.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Welcome to Buckley. I see you have your uniform. You look great. You ready for a good first day?
And then he meets a couple of teachers.
Buenas. ¿Cómo está?
¿De dónde viene?
¿De dónde viene?
They ask where he's from. They tell him they're happy to see him, and it all seems to take the edge off. Then Levitz takes him on a quick tour of school before classes begin, to the cafeteria, her office, the school store, the library, the nurse. And as he walks, we meet 11th grader Siobhan Green. Wearing a junior's standard jacket and tie, Green says he knows the situation Jomar Clas is walking into. He came to Hartford last year from Jamaica. He feels at home now, but he remembers being scared at first. Everything was different.
Like, strange because, like, I saw a lot of, like, different kids. I'm like, what kind of kids are these? Somebody, one of my friends, a boy came to me and was like, oh, a Jamaican boy came to me like, oh, they're Puerto Rican. I'm like, Puerto Rican? I'm like, that's the first time I'm hearing some kids named Puerto Rican. He said, yeah, there's a lot of them up here. And they're referred to as like, Latino sometimes. So I was like, oh, okay.
But that different feeling? Levitz says that's normal in a school that has a total of 19 languages spoken.
Like I said, we have so many students here from other countries that come here new every single day. So it's nothing like he's the only one. And we expect more and more, especially from Puerto Rico as well. And we're ready for everybody.
And though he may feel like the only new kid from Puerto Rico in the school, he isn't. Levitz says Buckley has 17 new students from the island this month alone. Eventually, Jomar settles in. As we leave, his father, Guillermo Clas, sums it all up.
You could tell he's a little nervous, but at the same time, he's looking forward to it. He was really excited. He was asking about, no, don't forget tomorrow, 7 o'clock, and wake up with the alarm. Oh, my God, you don't know.
And with that, a week after he brought his kids back to Hartford where they were born, Guillermo Clas could check another thing off the list. More than a month after Hurricane Maria turned his life upside down, Jomar Clas is a student again. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.